Amen. So good morning, Rabbi Sai. We started discussing yesterday what would happen if the Kehillah, for some reason, would not line the whole of Parshas Porah. It's quite a long Parsha. And if you look at Parshas Porah, you'll see that it's divided into various elements. There are different elements of the Parsha. And it starts off with an introduction, Zoyschuk HaSatoyah. And then the next few psukim speak about how the Kohen makes the Efer HaPorah. Burn the cow, make it into Efer, take Mayim Chayim, put it in a Keli with Ezov, and etc., etc. And it's basically the first part of the Parsha is the construction, is the putting together of the Efer HaPorah, of the water with the Efer HaPorah, which is ready for sprinkling. That's the first Chedek of the Parsha. The next thing the Parsha has to mention is who has to receive the Efer HaPorah. And then it speaks about HaNegeh B'Meis L'Chol Nefesh Odom, somebody who touched a mace. It says either he was a mace, either he touched a mace, he came in contact physically with a mace, or he was in an oihel with a mace. He was in the same room as a mace, which I believe, I might be wrong, but I think that's the only tumah which contracts by just without any touching at all, but you just have to be in the same room, in the same building as the Tomei, and you become Tomei as well, without even touching the Torah. Yeah, so the Torah is defining, first thing is how you make Efer HaPorah, how you make the Mayim Chaim, and then the second part of the Parsha is talking about who is going to receive it, and the third Parsha is going to discuss exactly how you do it. Well, the third element is that somebody who wants to become Tohor will receive. Yeah, so you've got the Efer Porah, you've got the Tomei, and now you've got the process of becoming Tomei. It says that he needs to become Tomei, and then in the final Parsha, the final part of the Parsha is the exact details of how you do it, and the fact that he also has to go to mikveh afterwards. So besides having Hazor of the Mayim Chaim of the Efer HaPorah on the third day and on the seventh day. But on the seventh day he also has to go to mikveh, and then he has to wait for Erev Shemesh, and at night he becomes Tohar. That's the process. So the Mefarshim clear, how much of those elements do you need that if he finishes the Parsha short and doesn't say the whole of the Parsha, then how much of it do you need in order to be Yotze B'Dievet? Obviously, Lechatchila, you want all four elements. You want every little detail in the Parsha, and that's the complete Parsha, which goes past Sheni of Parshas Chukas. But if he says less than that, if the person who is lining, for some reason or another, the Kehillah made a mistake, the Rav made a mistake, whatever it is, and they finish early, so they say as follows, he writes in the notes at the bottom of the Nivrit Gavriel, he writes, V'lahalocha tzorech iyun. In other words, it's not clear. But one thing is clear, one thing they all say, and that is, that if you finish at where you stop normally on the weekdays, yeah, you stop for Kohen, or where you stop for Levi, on the weekday Kriya, then you're only still in the Parsha of the preparation of the Efer HaPorah. Right? The taking of the cow, the burning, the mixing with the water, etc. Yeah, the fact that the coin has to be tohoy b'chule, all that is in the first two parshas, if you like, the first two parshas which you read when you're lining coin and levy on a weekday. If you finish at those stops, for sure you're not yoitzer, because you haven't yet mentioned what you're going to do with this Efer HaPorah. Yeah, who is going to receive it? You haven't mentioned the fact that Tomei Mace, and you haven't mentioned the fact that there's a process of Yom HaShlishi, Yom HaShvi, etc. If you line till Mayim Chaim El Keli, if you now go past Kohen of the weekday, past Levi of the weekday, and you come to Sheni of Shabbos, then by then you've already mentioned Hanegea B'Mace, you've mentioned that it's a Tomei Mace who receives the Efer HaPorah, and who is Yischato Boy. It says that he has to have the Tara of the Efer HaPorah on the third day and on the seventh day. by the time you get to Mayim Chaim El Keli, you've mentioned that, even though you haven't mentioned in detail exactly how you do it, and you actually haven't mentioned the fact that he goes to Mikveh as well. Afal Biken, the Mefoshim seem to say, those poskim are brought down in the notes at the bottom of the Nitei Gavriel, most seem to say that if you would finish Mayim Chaim El Keli, then B'dieved you'd be Yotzer. If you do any less than that, then you'd have to take out another Sefer Torah and line again, probably without brochus again. But once you mentioned the main elements, the preparation, the fact that he's a Tomei, and the fact that he needs a chato'o of some sort, a purification, on Yom HaShlishi, Yom HaShvi, but Yevet, that would be enough, Yoytetzan, you wouldn't have to line again.
Started at the Torahway in Northwest London Thursday, Tet Zayin Ador, 5th of March, Rabbi Eli Goldstein Schlitter of Kodal Torahs Hanoch, Boreham Wood. Shunni Mokum Part 2. This week's story was sponsored by Linus Gabriel Ben Yosef Berg on the Brochot. The outside is tomorrow. Or Linishmas, our esteemed founder, Rav Yosef Dov Ben, Rav Shimon Michal Tzvi Itzkovitz, the Koronoli Brochot.
Cheskel, Shkoyev, okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, we're up to Part 2 in Shunni Mokum. Fortunately, we had quite a big gap between part one and part two, so I think we might have to refresh a little bit, and then we'll try and take it a few stages further, try and bring a few cases. In the interim between the part one and part two, I had quite a few people come speak to me, and they mentioned some interesting cases, so hopefully I'll try, the ones I can remember from about 2.5 weeks ago, and I'll try and bring them up and talk about them. We mentioned that when a person makes a brocha, we know you make a brocha, Bermin Mazonis, Bepur Eitz, whatever brocha you make, we know it works for more than just the one bite you take, more than just the pre in front of you, but the whole session of Achila. And we said, so when does it expire? So in truth, it doesn't. There's no expiry date, there's no expiry time. As long as you're not Mesiach Das, which means to say you do not think that you don't intend not to eat anymore. For example, as long as a person thinks he's going to carry on eating, that's fine. If, however, he's Mesiach Das, a classic case would be, let's say someone is on a diet, let's say, and he says, I'm not eating anymore. That's it. I'm only allowed one biscuit a day, and I'm not eating more. And then he says, you know what, I'll give in. At that point, so it depends. If it's mamish, the sort of guy that, you know, some of us, you know, will take a few more, and then we know that those few more end up, you know, getting to more and more than that. So it's not a real Mesiach Das. But if it's a situation where you think I'm not having any more, and then he decides, you know what, I will, or he realizes actually he's still hungry, something like that, in that case then you will need to make a new bracha. But as long as you're not Mesiach Das, in that case you will not need to make a new bracha. Now there's another situation where even if you're not actually actively Mesiach Das, but you're Meshana Mokum, you change your place, the place from where you began your Achila. In that situation, then you will need to make a new bracha. Now, in order to work out when this is applicable, we're going to have to discuss three different areas. So we mentioned this last time. There's three different areas. I'm saying it in a slightly different order. If anyone's looking back at the notes they took, I'm saying it in a slightly different order to last time. The first thing you have to do is, the Gemara says, and Avrei Psochim, and it's passing halacha, Shinu Mokum Tzorach Levorich. If you have a shin in Mokum, you need to make a new bracha. Now, the shaila is, what's required? Once you had that shin in Mokum, what's required? And I'll explain the two stodim. Is it considered that once you've changed your place, you've completely finished your sudda, and therefore the first sudda required a bracha achrona, and now your new sudda, your new achila requires a new bracha? Or no? When you change place, it's not mamash like a new sudda. It's like Hesiach Das. Like we said, if you're Hesiach Das, you need to make a new bracha Roshona. But you won't need to make a new bracha Achrona and a new bracha Roshona. Good, we'll come to that. Yeah. So that's the first shayla. In a situation, what exactly does a Shin Mokum require? Does it necessitate a new bracha Achrona and bracha Roshona, or just a new bracha Roshona? That's the first thing we need to discuss. The second thing we need to discuss is, what is considered the Shinu Mokum? Meaning to say, is it just because I moved from here, my Daladam is here, to the other side of the room? Or is it going from bias to bias, from cheder to cheder, and we'll discuss, we'll go from room to room, and we'll discuss where Das comes into it. And the last, The last thing we need to discuss is what food stuff does the din shinimokim apply to? Does it apply to all food things or not? Okay, so those are the three things. First of all, what does shinimokim require? What does it necessitate? Just a brocha rishona, or brocha chorina, and then a brocha rishona? Or does it require, that's the first thing. Then, which type of shinimokim? When is it considered that you mishana mekoyim? When is it considered you change your place? And last, on which food stuff does this din apply? Okay, so let's deal with the first. Due to the time, I'm not going to go too much detail on the first nekuda. The first, if you look in Sim Kuf Ayin Ches, you'll find actually there's quite a big machlokes between the Mechaba and the Ramah. I'm going to focus more on the Ramah for the Bnei Ashkenaz. Happens to be actually the Bnei Sfad. There are parts of the Bnei Sfad in this halacha actually go with the Ramah. They go with the Pesach of the Ramah, not the Mechaba. So I'll just bring it out, but I'm going to focus more on the Pesach of the Ramah. Now, what does Shinimokim require? The Gemara says, "Mi pasuk Shinimokim solivarek." What does that require? So the Mechaba going with Shittas Rambam holds, it's considered the whole new Suda, and Memela, if you have a Shinimokim, let's just take the easy example. I'm a Shana Mekoimo, I leave the house and go to another house. Then in that situation, says the Mechaba, you need to make a new Bracha Achorina before you leave, and then a new Bracha Shona when you return, or where you eat in the other place. That's the Mechaba. However, the Ramah passage is not like that, and this is the minig of Bnei Ashkenaz, is that Shinim Mokim doesn't require a new Bracha Achorina, just requires a new Bracha Rishona. So that's the first thing. Again, I'm being Mekatza due to time, but it comes like this. For Bnei Ashkenaz, Ramah, and even Sabani Sfad, we paskin that you need a new Bracha Rishona, but you do not need a new Bracha Achorina.
Would you make your
achorina
then in the second house?
If you went to eat there, you carry on. So lechachilu, you'd actually make the bracha achorina lechachilu, just in case you forget. But yeah, if you didn't make it before you left, then you make it in the new house. Yeah, good, fine. So that's what comes out. Shinimokim, sorry, levorich. We paskin, the Ramah paskins that it requires a new bracha rishona and not a new bracha achorina, and therefore, like Mr. Bloom said, if you go to another place and you eat, carrying on eating there, you make a bracha achorina, which works for everything in that situation. Okay, that is the first thing that we need to discuss. Next, when is it considered that it's a shinimokim? What's considered a change of place? So we'll say two extremes. One extreme, where it for sure doesn't require a new bracha, is a mepino lepino. The Gemara in Avraham Pesachim says, Loi shonu, we only ever said shinimokim is a problem in bias lebias, I'm a pino lepino loi. But from one corner to another corner, if you're from one side of the room to another side of the room, in that situation, you will not need to make a new bracha. So you start eating here. And it might be a very large room, like this room. It could be three times the size. It could be a chasen hall. But you move from this place to another place, as long as it's within the same heck of mechitzas, you might not even see mekoyim anymore. That is not considered shinimokim, and therefore you will not be required to make a new bracha in that case.
From the bedroom to the dining room.
Good. So that's the middle case. So that we discussed in the same room, the same hekka for mechitzas, the same room. I'm going to do the other extreme. Now, from mibayas lebayas, which the posh of the case would be, if you leave, let's say this space of medrash, and you go next door. That would be the posh of the case. You left this room, mibayas lebayas. In truth, even if I go from here and go out, yeah, that would also be considered bias levayas. So, for example, we discussed last time, let's say a person's eating supper with... Now, there's other factors there, which we'll come to discuss, Be'ez Hashem. But with all the factors we discussed so far, if I left my house during the meal, I'm eating by myself, then, and you went out to take the bins, and your bins are outside, in that situation, take the bins up, in that situation, that will be considered shinimokim, because that's considered bias levayas. And there, das does not help you.
Even if you come back in here.
Even if you come back in, yeah, even come back. Because shinimokim, sorry, but you had the shinimokim. The fact that you came back doesn't help. So again, so we said so far.
You can leave your front garden.
No, you have to leave your front garden. No, you don't. Even if you go outside your house into the front garden, then that would be considered.
That's already called shinimokim.
Yeah, that's already considered shinimokim. Yeah. So again, two extremes. Well, see, there's lots of other factors. So it could be in the case of the supper, you won't actually have to make. We'll have to come discuss that. But at the moment, what we have. Lepina, which means from corner to corner, once you're in the same heck of mechitzas, the same, you're encircled with the same mechitzas, the same walls, in that case, you do not need to make a bracha, you don't need das. Mibayas lebayas, or even just leaving the house, don't need to, you need to make a new bracha. Sorok Levi, that's considered shinimokim. And there, das will not help you. Das does not help.
There you mean to the street, not into your front garden.
No, even front garden, even front garden, that's considered shinimokim. You leave the house, yes. You left areas.
What?
So that won't, even if you see a place, it won't help you. If you leave the front door, if you left the front door, it won't help you. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Why should well, that be? Back garden.
Back garden. So back garden. So back garden's a bit more complicated. They say it comes in very negative when it comes to sukkahs. Yeah. So if people if your sukkah is connected to the bias, meaning it's straight off, off your dining, then that's going to be cheder, which we'll discuss in a moment. If it's at the back of your garden, so now when you're going from there to the sukkah, that would be considered mecheder cheder. That would be. But when you go to the garden, so it depends. If it's somewhere you roggle to go to, it's very normal to go to. Some people say that that's considered to be cheder cheder, which we still have to discuss. Yeah. So a garden which you're using, which you're going out todde. Right. Okay. So if it's something which is very normal to go out to. So the others that say that's considered cheder cheder, which we have to discuss in a moment. If it's something, I don't know, it's regular to go in and out of your front garden. You normally go out to go out. I don't think you go out to I don't know, I suppose I don't want you to do that, but you don't really use that as a, not use space. It's a way to get out. Fine. Now, cheder cheder, yeah, that's the middle case. So again, bias to bias, dust doesn't help you. You don't need the house, it's posh, it doesn't need to make a bracha. Now, when it comes to mecheder lecheder, from room to room, now, here, ultimately, it comes out, basically, it comes out the maskon like this. Rooms which is roggle to go to. You go, like we mentioned before, I think you said, go from the dining room to the kitchen, or let's say you go from the dining room to the bathroom, it's very normal to go during a suda. Definitely, that's for sure, not a shaila, you do need to have das. You go into one room to another room within one enclosure, one house. So really, the ma'aseh comes out. Though some people say that chilu shabdas, whatever happens, b'di'evet, in any situation, when you go mecheder lecheder, you will not need to make a new bracha. So someone, I think one shayla, someone discussed with me after last year, and he said, I'm sitting in this room, and I need to go to the kitchen to bring the soup. So in that case, even if you didn't have das, that would be posha, you would not need to make a new bracha in that case. So
when you say das, do you need the das when you make the bracha,
good.
Or when you...
Good, yeah. So the das should be at the time when you made the bracha. Yeah,
das should be. You make the bracha, you should.
Yeah.
Then it covers even whatever.
Yes, so it only helps with cheder cheder. Won't help you if you go out of the house.
Right.
Yeah? So again, to summarize this part, we said like this, mepina lepina, from corner to corner, you don't need das. As long as it's within the same enclosure of walls, then you're not considered shin mokum, and therefore, and these halachas do not pertain to it. Mebias lebias, from house to house, and that's even just leaving the house, in that situation, you need to make a new bracha, and das will not help. Mecheder lecheder, ultimately, it comes out, you will not need to make a new bracha. Could be in certain situations that chila, you should have had das at the time when you made the bracha, but ultimately, you will not make a new bracha, regardless. Certainly, rooms which are rogel, you don't need to have das in that situation.
Why is it if you make a mochi in one house and you intend to finish in another house, it's fine, it covers
good.
You?
Good, yes.
Why doesn't...
Very good.
Why doesn't all these other brokers cover you?
Good.
To go to front garden as well.
Very good, very good. So this is the third thing we have to get to. Very good. We have to get to hamotzi and other things like that. So far we've discussed what do you require. We've came out that requires, again, according to the Ramah, if you look up and find Ches, we find Mechaba argues, but the Ramah, we paskin, in Ashkenaz, that you need to make a new brocha with Shoina and not brocha Achoina. When is it considered a Shinoi? When is it considered a Shinoi? Mepina lepina, from corner to corner, certainly not. Bias lebias, certainly yes. Das doesn't help. Mecheder lecheder, ultimately, the halacha is from room to room, you will not need to make any bracha.
Sorry, you didn't mention cheder lecheder where you're not brought
in together. Yeah, so we said ultimately, even though lecheder, Nishibur says you should have das, but b'di'evet he says, avada, you will not make any bracha. Because there's a machlokes about cheder lecheder. So, fine. Okay. Good. So now, let's discuss. The third thing we need to discuss, on which food types is this halacha?
What's mechachila b'di'evet
on? What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, once it's finished, you don't make a bracha again anyway. So we're talking about...
No. So for example, so that's a good question. I said like this, let's say, we'll see even more, it's going to play out even more in the next shlav we're going to talk about. But I go from room to room. Now, L'chachila, according to some poskim, you should have das when you eat the bracha. If I leave, go from this room to another room, yeah? I should think in my head, I'm going to go upstairs during the meal. Now, ultimately, if you didn't have that das, what would be? I went upstairs. Would I need to make a new bracha? No. Once you've done it, you've actually left, then you still won't need to make a new bracha in that case. Yeah, l'chachila, if you could have das originally. Again, so if it's a place, a place which is normal to go, so kitchen during the meal for the dining or to the bathroom, that's normal. You don't need to have das for sure. If it's an irregular place, so ultimately it comes out. If you change, you wouldn't need to make any broch. Now, the third thing we need to discuss is like this: on which food stuff is this negeh? So again, this all comes from the Gemara and Pesachim. And again, if you look up Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, I'm not really being mechadish anything. Everything's in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches. And it says like this. Again, on this point, there's a big machlokes between Mechaber and the Ramo. We're going to say just the Ramo, due to time. The Gemara says that the dinu shinu mokum is applicable not by all food things, but by certain food things, only things that do not require brocha bim koimam. The things that require a brocha bim koimam, which means I need to make the bracha achrona in their place, then you do not need to, then in that situation, shinimokum ain't sort of bracha. When you make a shinimokum, you won't need to make a bracha. Now let me explain. And this now we have to kind of sidetrack for a moment. There's halacha that certain food stuff, for example bread, this I think everyone knows the bread one, that if you have bread, you make amoitzi, then when you come to bench, sorach bracha bimkum, which means the bracha achrona needs to be in the place where you ate. So I ate in this room, so I shouldn't leave. When I come to bench, I need to be mevarich here. Now, I'm just going to explain by bread, and then we'll apply it to others. The Gemara and the Rishonim explain that inasmuch that sorach levor b'mkoimam, so I start eating bread, and then I got up. Now, when I got up, until now we've been saying, the fact that you're in shana mekoimoy, that means you finished your suddah, because why else would you get up? You sat down to eat, so why are you getting up? You are finishing a suddah, and that's what necessitates a new bracha. But when it comes to something which requires bracha achoin bim koimam, so I'm eating bread. Now, if you ask the guy, are you coming back? Obviously he's coming back. He has to come back. He's mechuyuv to come back because he needs the bench. So when he left, when he got up, let's say he sat down to have bread and he took out the bins. Al korchach, he has to come back. So therefore, how can you tell me that he has finished a suddah? He can't finish a suddah because he's mechuyuv. Either to eat there and carry on eating there and bench, or come back and bench there. So therefore, our kochach, it must be he has not finished the suddah. And therefore, we say, even though he's left, he hasn't left that suddah. That suddah hasn't finished. And the male, when he comes back, he will not need to make a new bracha in that case. So, for example, you said, why is it? I'm eating bread, and then I leave. So in that situation, since you ate bread, and there we hold, you need to make a bracha acha, you need to make the bracha achorim bim koimon. In that situation, obviously then, you will not need to make a new bracha because you're mechuyev to come back. You can't say the suddah has finished. Good. Now, where this gets slightly more complicated is like this. Which things require bracha mekoimam? So I think the olim all know that when it comes to benching, for sure you need to make a bracha mekoimam. But the truth is, if you look at Kuf Ayin Ches, that you'll find there's actually a machlokes v'shonim. There's a machlokes v'shonim which things require bracha achronim mekoimam. For sure, pas, definitely bread. But there's another shita mechaber which says the shivas haminim. Anything of the shivas haminim requires a bracha achrim bim koimam. So you had some grapes, you need to make the bracha bim koimam according to that shita. And the middle shita is mini dogon. If you have things of the heiminim, alamichio, things that require alamichio, that also needs to be bracha bim koimam. So we have what? Alamichio, heimini dogon. Yeah? Alamichio. So you have a biscuit, you have the kazayas with that biscuit. So in a situation, you need to come back. You need to move on bim koimam.
If you go out, you've lost the...
Okay, so I actually want to say, so a few people said this last time, so I think this might be a bit of a misconception. The fact that you left the place, you didn't lose the bracha. The way you lose the bracha is just if you became hungry again, and there's about time span when it comes to losing the bracha. But the fact you left the place, you don't lose the brain of foshes, you don't lose your alamichel. That doesn't happen. It's only if the time span has elapsed in that situation, that's when you make it, that's when you lose it. But otherwise, when you left the place, you still make the bracha. So again, so it comes to this three shittas. Again, I think it's very your dua that when it comes to bread, we need to make a bracha mekoyim. But in truth, in kufa and ches, there's three shittas. Shiv saminim, pass, and in the middle, mini dogum. Lemaisa, the way we passing is, Mishmur says, l'chachila, we should try to be machmir for all of them, which means if you have a biscuit, some rogloch, and a kiddush l'chachila, you should be making the bracha bimkoyim. Now, inasmuch that's true, that there's those three shittas. So it comes like this. Let's say I had bread, and we said, Yimishan mekoyim. Now this is quite important. At which point, let me just add this point, at which point you become mechuyev to bench? So, midrabon, mechuyev already at kazayas. Right? So, if you ate less than the kazayas, if you started eating, you had less than the kazayas, you got up, then you're not mechuyev to come back, because you don't have a chiyev bracha achorin. So then shinim mokim will need to make a new bracha. You had the kazayas, Now, shinimokim sorok levoi. Now we say you have to come back to make the bracha achorin. Memela, the fact you left is not considered nakira of the suda, not considered you finished the achila. Therefore, you do not need to make any bracha in that case. Ala mechiyah stuff, anything which is made in sholosh, the shivas aminim and the ala mechiyah. So, inasmuch that there are days that hold that you must come back. So, therefore, like this, if you left the place, you're eating mezonos in that case. Or you're eating shivas haminim. Since there are those shittas that hold, which are brought l'alocha, which hold that you need to make a bracha mekoyimam, therefore also for those would say b'di'evet, when you left, it's not considered shinimokim. So again, so I'm eating some rogloch. Since some rishonim hold that in that situation you need to make a bracha mekoyimam when you need to come back, so I can't say that your sud is finished, and the mela you will not need to make a new bracha in that case. So, yeah, so what?
So
you do not need to make.
You go somewhere else.
You will not need to make because.
Into another house.
Yes, because it's something, it's like bread. Some Rishonim hold that you do not need to make a new. You need to make the bracha of b'mkoyim. So again, the din is like this. Things that require bracha b'mkoyim, things that require the bracha achorin in their place, you need to come back to Mevorich. On that, Shinimokim doesn't apply. So therefore, bread for sure. You don't need to make any bracha. But when it comes to Shivas Haminim, and the hay and Shivas Haminim, including that is things anything which is Ala Michiel, inasmuch that some Rishonim hold that you need to make the Bracha Mekoyimah, that you should come back. So you had some Rogel, you really should be making the Bracha Mekoyimah. You're at Kiddush, you should be coming back to make the Bracha Mekoyimah at the place where you ate. Inasmuch that's true, so when you left, the Gabe, the Halachas of Shinimokim, it's not Shinimokim, therefore you not need to make a new Bracha in that case. So therefore it comes out ultimately, where is it Negeah? Where is Shinimokim Negeah? On things. Paris, anything which has been foshes, drinks, coffee, and things like that. That's when the din of Shinimokim will apply. Now, got 5 minutes to try and discuss one more nekuda. What?
Not claw now.
Not claw. Okay, so again, let me just repeat.
On bread.
Again, like this. Things that require bracha b'mkoyim. Anything which you need to make the bracha achorin in its place. So we say it's not considered the fact that you left. You must have to come back.
Can you speak about a person who ate something?
Yes, we'll talk about kids, fine. Yeah. So, a person ate, sat down and ate bread. He made hamoitzi. Now, this person, he made hamoitzi and he had the kazayas of bread. He's now mechuyev to bench. He ate some other things in his meal. Now, it doesn't make a brach because he made hamoitzi. Then he went out to take the bins. Or maybe, we'll see, he went to mincha. When he comes back, does he need to make a new brach? So, say, says the Gemara, inasmuch that he requires a bracha b'mkoyim, which means, when he left, where does he need to bench? He needs to bench here. He needs to bench inside his house. So he needed to always come back. So therefore, you can't say when he stopped eating, his meal's finished. He couldn't have, because he's mechuyev to come back. So therefore, when he comes back, it's just a continuation of the old suda.
Fine.
And therefore, in that situation, you will not need to make a new bracha. Shinimokim doesn't apply.
But carry on eating on bench.
Carry on eating bench, yeah.
Bread, like
now, when it comes to, let's say the other extreme, when it comes to peiris, so you don't need to make a regular peiris, not shivas aminim, you don't need to make a bracha mekoyimah. So you're starting the peiris, you went to mincha, certainly when you come back, you need to make a new bracha. Or if you ate peiris there, you need to make a new bracha. But when it comes to, let's say, cake, or shivas aminim, inasmuch that some rishonim hold that you need to make the bracha achorinah in their place. So you ate cake at a kiddush. And you're about to leave. No, actually, you have to stay here to make the bracha. let's say I went out, and that situation should really be coming back. And inasmuch as you're mechuyev to come back, according to some Rishonim, it's not considered shinim mokum, and therefore you would not need to make a new bracha. So it comes out, so I'm eating, sitting down, eating cake, I'm eating down shiasimenim, grapes, and I left, I will not need to make I don't need to make a new bracha in that case.
I can make
ala mecha
in the other place.
I can make ala mecha, lecha you make the ala coming back. Should come back, yeah. But yeah, you make it there.
You can't make an ala mecha somewhere else.
Lecha chile, you would come back.
If it's impractical,
if it's practical, then you make it there, even by bread. Yeah,
can you go from kiddush to kiddush and make one mezonos?
Good. Okay, so I thought I'm not gonna have time to discuss a guy moving around. We have time to discuss that. If you're going from place to place and you're kind of moving around, I don't have time to discuss. I just want to get to one more nekuda. So, what?
If you 70 minutes after you end.
Right, you know, so for sure, if you can have a gap between kiddushim, yeah, that's poshut. I mean, lechila, you probably make the alamicha anyway beforehand, just in case you forget, or you end up becoming hungry again, or maybe end up not eating. It's easy to forget.
If you went over the time,
yes.
If it's 70 minutes after.
There's quite a few other problems to that, yeah. So let me just discuss one more case, because a few people mentioned this to me, and it comes up Purim. So let's say a person started his Purim Suda by at his house, and he was planning to go to the Rebbe, or he was going to the Rebbe for the Tish. So what's the halacha in that case? So let's take the case. The guy sat down, he had his Friday night Suda in his house, he had pas. And then he wants to go to the Rebbe to finish off his Suda and for a Tish. What's the halacha? So using what we said till now, so he had bread, and therefore, since he had bread, you do not need to make a new bracha. However, we have to add a new nekuda, and so actually, let's mention another case someone mentioned. Someone said, when he was in Oval, so the Rav told him, eat shalosh shudas at home, wash at home, and then come later for the Dvar Torah, then you can join and be mishtata from that part. Another case someone said was, he's joining Sher Brochus, he's a neighbor, and he's joining Sher Brochus next door. So, it's bread, so it should be okay, right? You have bread. Now, this is an important point. Now, the Ramah says like this, the lechachila, even by bread, a person should not be misham mekoyme. Shouldn't be misham mekoyme. The reason is because we're worried for one or two things. Either you'll forget. If I get out and leave, you might forget. Or, like you said, you might leave it too much time and you become hungry again, and therefore you can no longer bench. However, so how are we going to do the Rebbeim? How are we going to do the Rebbe? How are we going to do the Shal Shudas case? How are we going to explain the case of the Shal Brochas? So there's three exceptions. If a person originally had Das, he intended, I'm going to go to the Rebbe, I'm going to go to that person's Purim Suda, I'm going to go to the Shal Shudas when he washed, and therefore it's considered that he's continuing his Suda there, then even Lechachila, there's no problem at all to change place. Another case would be if you're going for a mitzvah. Now, another case would be a mitzvah. You're going to mincha, then also in that case, mincha would be okay because it's for a mitzvah. And the last exception would be if you're going out for a small time. Let's say you're going out to take the bins, then that wouldn't be a shad at all. Take out the bins, a small amount of time, you come back in. Then, because we have a chashash, you might forget. Because why would you forget? You're coming out in 10, 20 seconds. Or you're not going to get hungry in those 30 seconds. So that's where it comes out, the dinim chila. Again, there's many other dinim. Ein kuf ein ches. So, okay, just 1 minute, just I'm going over time, but just summarize again. There's a din shoyna mokim sorach levorich. What does it necessitate? The Ramah holds, it requires a new bracha shoyna, not a bracha achoyna, a new bracha shoyna. When is it considered a shinui? Mepin lepin, from corner to corner, within the same enclosure, obviously no shinui mokim. Mebayis the bayis, so you leave the house, that's considered shinimokim, that's when help you. Mecheda the cheda, ultimately you will not need to make a new bracha. Or which foodstuff requires a new bracha? So it comes like this, anything which you need to make the bracha achoyna bimkoim on, you need to come back to make the bracha achoyna, then the shinimokim will not apply. So it ultimately comes out, it's applicable to things which are brain nefoshes things, those things, it will apply. And then you will need to make a new bracha a rishoyna if you left. And again, there's a few other protem. And last thing we mentioned was, even by bread, lechila, pasu shouldn't change unless there's three things. he had das originally, he intends to go to the Rebbe, he intends to go to the Suda, or he said he's going for a small amount of time, or he's going for a mitzvah.
Thank you.